case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
International Beer Day is today, Maddie. Neither of us are beer drinkers.
No, for some people might argue that every day is International Beer Day if you ask them. That might be the case also up the road at Auntie Jack's here in Ballarat, and we have brewer Matt Ives on the phone with us. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being on the show. Are you going to celebrate International Beer Day today?
Yeah, absolutely, guys. As you said, most days are a beer day in my world, but certainly today is a pretty special one.
So brewing is, it's a bit of a different career path. Like, I kind of know you. I don't really know anyone else who's in the brewing industry. How did you get started?
Look, brewing's just a hobby gone wrong or gone right, depending on your perspective. Back when I was studying at uni, the cost of beer didn't necessarily stack up against the income, so home brewing became the first logical step.
Yeah.
And, since there, it's just developed into a career that I haven't been able to shake.
It does sound like lots of fun. So, obviously, there's different kinds of beers. Like, Auntie Jack's has, like, a ton of different ones. How do you guys come up with the different ideas behind the beers?
That's most of the fun, I guess, is the creative element in brewing. It's a bit like cooking in that you've got a bunch of raw materials that really you can only conceptualize how they're going to taste as a finished product. So with a few parameters and a few rules that you can typically apply to brewing, you basically throw it all in a pot and hope for the best. That's a little bit tongue-in-cheek. There's a little bit more science to it than that. But certainly there's flavors in beer that we can try and focus on, whether that's the malts or the hops that are used in brewing, and navigate the beer styles and try and finagle something that's of quality just in crafting. Bit of a balance between malt, hops, fermentation, alcohol strength, all the different variables in beer.
Nice.
So you said that, like, you guys come up with the different ideas yourselves. Are there any that have gotten trialed that didn't work? Are there any that, just didn't make it quite to the punch? What flavours are we talking here that could have been?
Oh, look, certainly going back to the bathtub days of homebrewing, there was some failed attempts. But luckily, here at Arnie Jack's, we've got the benefit of, I like to say, a combined 40 years in the brewing industry, which is 5 of my own and 35 years of Peter Fultred
40 years.
brewing education. So far, we haven't had any of those missteps, but certainly we've explored some more interesting flavours in the beers that we've made here. Earlier in the year, we had a botanical beer using some local lemon balm herb, which provided a little bit of a freshness and a bit of life to otherwise a wheat-based beer. So there's certainly some fun things we can explore.
Yeah.
But, we're lucky so far that every one of them poured over the bar and enjoyed by the locals and the tourists alike.
Fantastic. Well, Arnie Jack's is on Main Road if you want to go and check it out. Matt Ives, thank you so much, and enjoy International Beer Day.
No worries, guys. Thank you very much. And just a quick one, just don't forget to support all the hospitality venues out around Ballarat and get amongst them while the doors are closed and then back again when they're open.
Definitely.
If you don't want to drink, just go get some beer-battered fish.
Yeah.
That'll do.
Perfect. There's your workaround right there.
Exactly. Awesome. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a good one.
103.1 Power FM's Josh and Maddie.